call to release more details. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump says he wants the unredacted release of the affidavit used to search his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida.
The Justice Department is opposing the public release of the Mar-a-Lago affidavit after multiple media outlets asked a judge for its disclosure, which, if released, would give the country insight into the FBI's decision to search a former president's home. Now, the DOJ is arguing, quote, if disclosed, the affidavit would serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A hearing on that matter has now been set for Thursday in Florida. A high-ranking Trump Organization official is expected to take a plea deal in a tax scheme case.
Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, is expected to plead guilty in a case investigating whether he funneled off-the-books money to himself and other executives at the company for 15 years. The New York Times reports that while Weisselberg is nearing a plea deal for himself, he will not cooperate with a broader investigation by Manhattan prosecutors into former President Trump.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden will sign into law the Inflation Reduction Act in just a few hours.
President Biden will break from his vacation to sign the Inflation Reduction Act, but experts agree the massive tax, climate, and health care bill won't directly impact inflation for a year or more. So officials are telling folks you can spend money to save money starting now. Republicans say voters won't be fooled by the Inflation Reduction Act because prices remain at 40-year highs.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. First Lady Jill Biden's tested positive for COVID-19 and will isolate in South Carolina, where she and the president have been vacationing. The White House says the First Lady's double vaccinated, twice boosted, and experiencing mild symptoms. The president tested negative for the virus this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
It's primary day in two states, including Wyoming, where Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney faces an uphill battle against an opponent backed by former President Trump.
Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney said she knew heading into today it didn't look good for her in her primary. Attorney Harriet Hageman is backed by former President Trump. But Cheney said late last month she would still fight for every vote.
If I have to choose between keeping the House seat or making sure that we defend the Constitution and that people know the truth about Donald Trump, you know, my oath requires that I choose the Constitution and the truth, and I'll do that every day of the week.
The state Republican Party voted last year to no longer recognize Cheney as a Republican, and the RNC voted to censure Cheney due to her participation in the January 6th Select Committee and because of her vote to impeach then-President Trump. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The FBI has released more details on the deadly shooting on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust.
The FBI says it's determined that the gun Alec Baldwin was holding on the Rust movie set, they say, could not have fired without someone pulling the trigger, according to a copy of a forensic report obtained by ABC News. That directly contradicts Baldwin's claim that he did not pull the trigger on the gun that ended up killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Spokesman for Baldwin says the report is being misread, saying that during testing, the part of the trigger that holds the hammer back broke and the gun fired. This malfunction, they claim, is what made the gun unreliable. As of now, the medical examiner is calling Hutchins' death an accident.
Fox's Shannon Bream. The U.S. and South Korea will begin their biggest combined military training in years next week in the face of an increasingly aggressive North Korea. The North has been ramping up weapons tests and threats of nuclear conflict with Seoul and Washington. South Korea's military says those drills underscore Washington and Seoul's commitment to restore large-scale training. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.